Remember the Loebner Prize, given every year for the computer program that comes closest to passing the Turing test? Well, there are actually two prizes given every year, one to the most human computer and the other to the most human human. The computers have been doing very well recently, which is what inspired writer Brian Christian to enter as a human.
What really caught my attention was that in the year 2008, the top computer program fooled 3 out of a panel of 12 judges. So it missed the famous threshold by just one vote. It seemed that humanity had kind of dodged a bullet, or, you know, this narrow squeeze for our species. And it really excited me to think about what it might be like to personally intercede, if you will, on behalf of Homo sapiens. The test is being held in this scientific conference, and the first thing that I notice is there are these tables where the judges are starting to gather, the programmers are frenziedly making the last few updates, and they quickly usher me behind this big velvet curtain because I'm not supposed to really be seen by them. We just sort of wait. As the competition gets underway, the message starts to appear on my screen of the judge talking. It says, "Hey, how's it going? The Turing test was off." More or less every conversation began in this uniform way. "Hi, how's it going? Where are you from?" You know, all the things that we're used to. One judge and I had a long argument about the Rolling Stones. And another judge and I started trading stories about how our fathers and grandfathers were involved in technology and how that sort of influenced us growing up. Another judge and I speculated that perhaps the reason robotics is such a male-dominated field is that men can't have children, so they try to create them mechanically. If you really sort of worked at it, you could get into this fascinating and unpredictable space. So for me, that was the thrill. Once you broke through that pattern, you found yourself in a totally unpredictable, totally unique situation. I'm very proud to say that not only did my fellow Confederates and I avenge the narrow escape of 2008 with a shutout in 2009, but yes, in fact, I myself was named the most human human amongst the four of us.
Brian Christian is a poet and the author of a book called The Most Human Human. He won the 2009 Loebner Prize on behalf of Homo sapiens. I'm Jim Fleming. It's To the Best of Our Knowledge from Wisconsin Public Radio and PRI, Public Radio International.